Energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Knowing young people don't wear brooches anymore, but this looks just like the one your grandma had. The one you broke when you were five. Of course, she just smiled and said it was okay. You miss her, as do I. So here's one I know she'd get for you. Give knowingly with vintage fine jewellery at John Lewis.
Yes, gang! It's Black Friday time! A little birdie told me Very have some fab deals.
Ooh, if you buy the Shark cordless vacuum and steam mop together, you can save £149.
And when you buy the Ninja Jewel Drawer air fryer and toaster, you get the kettle for free.
Amazing!
All your Black Friday deals for fashion, home and more. Plus Very Pay. Ways to pay that work your way. Very. Let's make it sparkle. £149 saving when Shark products bought in the same order. Event ends 2nd of December. Delivery from £3.99.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Live radio and exclusive playlists, all on your phone. With Rayo, download for free now. If you'd prefer to hear the news, you're in luck. It's next.
Mince pies, turkey, chocolate, coins, sprouts, roast these, stuffing, sprouts, turkey, trifle, mince pie.
Stop it! Subway knows what you really want to unwrap this Christmas. Something fresh. Like freshly baked bread, melted brie, streaky bacon, red peppers, caramelised red onions and sweet onion sauce. Tis the season for the VI Brie Submelt. Now at Subway, eat fresh. Freshly prepared for order.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Aileen O'Sullivan. Police say that the murdered 24-year-old woman whose body was discovered in a car boot may have been the victim of a targeted incident. Harsh shooter Brella from Corby was found in East London. Ukraine's president says there was a massive combined strike by Russia overnight. Volodymyr Zelensky says about 120 missiles and 90 drones were launched in the attack. The Bishop of Newcastle says there is a culture of fear in the Church of England. Dr. Helen Ann Hartley says that some people may be staying silent over child abuse to protect their careers. Last week, Justin Welby quit as the Archbishop of Canterbury following a report into the church's handling of historic abuse cases. And Donald Trump has announced oil and gas industry exec Chris Wright is his pick for energy secretary. The founder and chief exec of Liberty Energy is expected to support the incoming US president's plan to maximise oil and gas production. He said in a video last year that there is no climate crisis.
Absolute Radio Sport.
England captain Harry Kane is going to start against the Republic of Ireland in the Nations League at Wembley this afternoon after he was dropped for Thursday's win against Greece. Interim boss Lee Carsley says that the Bayern Munich striker did understand the decision to include him among the substitutes following the game in Athens. Kane says this isn't the first time he's been on the bench for his country.
Since Lee's been in charge, you know, I've only played one game per camp, so from my point of view, of course, I want to start every game. I've always wanted to start every game and I've never shied away from that. But of course, I know that's not always possible. I know we're in a tough stage of the season.
Wales survived conceding a last-minute penalty, finishing 0-0 in Turkey. They can still join England in clinching promotion in the competition. And England suffered a fifth successive defeat as they were beaten 29-20 by South Africa in their Rugby Union Autumn Nations fixture at Twickenham. Despite controlling much of the territory, the hosts couldn't overturn a half-time deficit against the world champions.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Unsettled today with hazy spells of sunshine being replaced by cloud and patchy rain across northern and western parts. Driest and brightest towards the south. Highs of 12 degrees.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
I need to be myself. listening to the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. It's time to play this.
Hit me with your best fact. Woo. Fire away.
All right. It's Hit With Your Best Facts here on Absolute Radio, where you can join in each week. Send us your best facts. Win yourself an Absolute Radio mug. All you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, and wow us with your fantastic fact. We'll get straight in, Steve, with Chris, who tells us that archaeologists in London found an ancient Roman pen with an inscription that can roughly be translated as, "I went to Rome, and all I got you was this stylus."
No. That can't be
so
true.
Apparently
the
so.
It's a Roman pen.
Yeah. It's a Roman pen.
I went to Rome.
And there's an inscription.
This is before, like, obviously I've come from Rome because I'm Roman. Rather than I went to Rome on holiday. He hasn't been like on holiday there and got him
that's how old the gift shop. That's how old that joke is.
No, but that wasn't, you know, well, that's a lovely idea. I don't think people did travel then on holiday and have, like, I'm just having 2 weeks in Rome.
But I mean, but he might have gone for some, maybe he was delivering some information or something. And
Yeah, well, there you go.
I quite like it.
That's interesting. I want to know more. I mean, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm sort of tempted to know more about that one. I like that one. It's just funny to think that there's a, this joke is like 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. John, Mount Everest might be the highest mountain on Earth, but it isn't the tallest.
Ooh.
Oh, I think I know about
it's
that.
It's like sea level thing or something.
Yeah, it's like it's gone under the water.
Yeah,
and that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sea level thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually do know that one as well. That's the highest mountain.
I feel like we've had something like that before.
We had it before.
I don't know, something, it does ring a bell, but not the, I don't know the fact, so it's not stayed with me.
Yeah, no, it's, no, yeah, that's true, same here. What we got? Steve, did you know that the word penguin is Welsh?
Is it? Penguin?
Penguin is derived from two Welsh words used
to sound like it,
the
doesn't
bird.
It? Gwyn, yeah, penguin. It does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does now you say it.
Now you say it, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But
what's
what
the two
what
words,
they,
like?
Yeah, what are the two
non-flying
words?
Non-flying bird.
Pen and Gwyn, I guess, but...
Gwyn is Gwyn Bird?
I don't know.
Penguin Gwyn's Bird.
I wonder why was there a Welsh person who discovered the penguin, like...
With two words.
Oh my God, it's a penguin, look at it.
Like,
it can't like fly!
Yeah.
He's
just done that. Yeah, it's just two Welsh words, though, yeah? Oh, interesting. Oh,
I like it. We'll start strong start.
That's a good one. If we find that and it's rememberable, that'll be good.
Rememberable. I like that. That's a good word.
It is.
I love it.
It's not as good as memorable.
No.
But rememberable.
Using your rememberry. All you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, with your best facts. We've had a strong start this morning.
Sway
Good morning, Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. We're playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts. Another penguin fact, Steve.
Another one?
Yeah, it's becoming the new octopus.
Yeah.
The new sloth. Louise says penguins poop every 20 minutes.
What, just bang on every 20 minutes?
Bang on, yeah, apparently. So set your watch by them.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. How funny is that?
Good to know, isn't it?
They must be eating an awful lot to be doing that.
I mean, what one of the Welsh words is now.
Yeah, penguin poop.
Yeah.
I imagine that's like the dad penguin. That can't be all of them.
Yeah, the dad penguin's probably every five, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I'll give that a minute. Nick says, there was only ever one series of Top Cat made, and that was more than 60 years ago.
It's only ever one series, was there?
Apparently so.
Wow.
That's weird, isn't it? It's quite a famous show,
isn't it? Well, so is it on every anymore? They did they remake it? They never remade it. Never did an update.
I don't
think
like Postman
Pat and all the other ones. I felt
so
like
that
Flintstones.
Mean there's only like 25 episodes or something, and that's it.
Yeah, but well, maybe more with cartoons. But yeah, it would only be like 40, weren't there? Tops, and that's it. Top cats.
Top cat. Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Officer Dibble.
Good fact.
Benny the Ball.
Good fact, but I think anybody under 40 might not know.
No one's going to know
Top Cat was, so it's a fact. It's a tricky one.
Lee says, did you know Tunnock's chocolate wafer biscuits update their wrapper to show how many of the chewy treats they've manufactured and sell?
No. What?
Do they?
No, I didn't
know. So what, on the wrapper?
There's something on the wrapper. So every time they do a new batch, it says, like, this is now 2 million, 5 million. Is that sort of thing?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? That is good.
I must say, out of all the chocolates,
yeah.
I think Tunnock's is the prettiest looking. The wrapper is.
Oh, it looks like it's from Willy Wonka's factory. The Tunnock's teacup, the way it's wrapped, it's not just silver. It's a special sort of. It's like a sort of vintage silver, heritage silver or something. And the little writing, little pressed. It's a beautifully put together. And yeah, and the tea cake, the bar itself is, again. Like 1920s looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it's been sold at like a fairground or something, doesn't it? It's got that sort of vibe.
Traditional.
Yeah, yeah. Very good one, that. Jason Manford. Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
With Eurocamp. Book now for 2025 for savings and the best choice. With a low deposit now, you can get next summer sorted.
Knowing you're a teapot person, but when your eldest got married and the youngest moved out, you thought, there's not much use in a teapot for one anyway. Wait, something's on the boil. Your son's got you a new one, and you're about to meet someone else who likes a tea party just as much as you. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Sometimes it feels like we're living in a world where everything is fake. Fake news, fake ID, fake people. But when it comes to relationships, you want something real. Welcome to realpeopledating.com. Find someone like you, on your wavelength, looking for a genuine relationship. Real life, real people, real dating. Go to realpeopledating.com.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with VeryPay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Very, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search VeryPay. Ways to pay that work your way. VeryPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
Great result.
Thanks, Peter. Coming up, we have league action live on Friday night, followed by 3 more games live on Saturday, then 2 more massive games live on Sunday. And don't forget, league action live on Monday night. Then it's over to Europe for the big one, live on Tuesday. Then the even bigger one, live on Wednesday. Then it's the other European competition.
Sometimes a break isn't a bad idea. So, if ever you want to take time out from betting, use Paddy Power's Take a Break tool to pause your account. Paddy Power.
18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Is finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
This is Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Jason Manford and Steve Edge on Absolute Radio. We're playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts this morning. Some good ones so far, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Any flying out at you at the moment?
The penguin one is still. I want to know what those two words are.
Mm. Penguin's good. What about this from Dale? Says Finland has more saunas than cars.
Oh wow! Really?
That's pretty good.
Well, that's like good, that, isn't it? That's a good fact, that is good. Isn't it?
Really good.
Have they got the normal amount of cars, or have they just only it's only three cars?
Or they've just got. Well, I guess if everyone's got a sauna in their house, then it's sort of a bit like.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
That'll be it. And Jason says, in the years of Premier League, only two Lees have won it.
Two Lees?
What does that mean? Like people called Lee?
Oh, okay.
Is that what you mean?
Play football called Lee?
Yeah.
It's hard to think of the Lees, isn't it?
Lee. Is it Bowie? The surname or the... Or the...
It wasn't him.
No, he didn't win it.
No. Lee Hendry. Was there a Lee Hendry who played for Villa? Have I made that name up?
Yeah, but he's not one.
No, I know. I'm struggling to think of footballers called Lee, let alone ones
there's
that
Rob Lee. But
Rob Lee, Newcastle. Newcastle never won it, have they?
They didn't win it, yeah.
No.
Oh, Lee Sharp, maybe, at United.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would have done.
He'd have won
Lee
it,
Lee Sharp would have won it. Was Lee Sharp then when it was the Premier League though, or was it just?
I think so. Yeah,
it's hard to know.
Blackburn.
Who played for Colin Hendley?
Yeah, don't. Oh, that's a good one. That's gonna puzzle me all day. That yeah. two just Lees.
Just two.
Carol says it takes a sloth up to a month to digest a single leaf.
Sloth facts.
They are lazy, aren't they?
They're so
lazy.
Even their facts aren't particularly dazzling, are they?
No, exactly.
Everything about the sloth is sort of slow and a bit understated. Everything. Where's the octopus? Dynamic. What's that I've just thrown at you? Oh, God. You know what I mean? Everything about them is a surprise. He's gone blue. He's going to win this. Or everything about, you know, it's exciting.
And last one, the acronym OMG, do you know where that came from, Steve?
No.
It was first used in a letter to Winston Churchill in 1917.
Somebody said OMG.
OMG, someone wrote down OMG.
I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
It makes sense as an abbreviation, whereas... Because it's an abbreviation of what you would say, whereas laughs out loud is a description of an action, isn't it?
Yeah.
Laughs out loud. So yeah, but OMG, I can believe that. Could have come earlier, couldn't it?
I love it. Some good ones there, folks.
Is it Telegram and they're trying to save money?
Yeah, I think so.
New music on Absolute Radio.
Linkin Park.
Your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. Watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
I keep on lying to
morning. It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. We've been playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts this morning. We had some good ones. We had some good ones. I'll rattle through them now and we'll pick a winner. We had a pen in London, a Roman pen with the inscription essentially saying, I went to Rome and all I got you is this lousy stylus from Chris. Mount Everest is not the tallest mountain on earth. Penguin is derived from two Welsh words. Dale told us that Finland has more saunas than cars. The Premier League has been won by only two people called Lee. Think of the second one. Penguins poop every 20 minutes. There's only one series of Top Cat. Tunnock's wafers change their wrapper depending on how many chewy treats they've manufactured and sold. The sloth takes a month to digest a single leaf. OMG was first used in a letter to Winston Churchill in 1917. Steve, any popping out at you?
I've not changed. It's penguin. I want to know. It's so easy to remember. I think Welsh people will be astounded by it. I think English people will be astounded. I think everyone will be astounded by it. I want to know. I want to know the story of that. That's what I want
to
know.
Well, more than the Roman pen.
Yeah, I just think that's going to be ultimately disappointing.
Fair enough. Well, we can go to...
holidays weren't a thing in Roman times.
Fair enough.
You know, and neither were, you know, gift shops.
I'll
have a little look, but I feel like... how often are you going to see a penguin? Even in a supermarket, pick up a penguin, you're going to go, hey, you know the word penguin. I think this is one for the armoury, this. This is, you know, biggest tire manufacturer in the world, Lego. It's one of them. Mm. You'll remember it. Hopefully.
All right. Okay. Well, that's fine. But if that's your decision, that's your decision. We go to Susie Dent on this, who says penguin is one of the few words in the dictionary of Welsh origin. And it comes from the two words pen and gwyn, which is a white head.
Oh, there you go.
So white head. A reminder that penguins were also once affectionately known as arse feet.
Affectionately known?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, the feet are the bottom.
All right, come on, arse feet.
Yeah, so that's obviously,
it's affectionate, isn't it? Is that that's the Emperor Penguin saying that, yeah?
Yeah, to the other ones. So pen is head and Gwyn is white.
White, there we go. Good
but
to know.
But how come if there's no penguins in Wales, is there?
No, well, maybe, it's cold at the top of Snowdon, isn't it? So maybe... Maybe up there, there's a load of them just wandering around.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well, okay. that's a surprise. There was one there, you know, 2,000 years ago or something. Somebody went, penguin! And like that, that's how it stuck.
Makes sense. All right, well, an Absolute Radio mug winging its way to you. If you've got any facts you want to wow us with, all you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
With Eurocamp, over 400 holiday parks across 11 countries. Book now for 2025.
It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
End 2nd of December. Club card and 24-month credit agreement required. Frozen for contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
You're this month's winner of Auto Trader's electric car giveaway.
Honestly, I don't believe it. Oh my God, it's just amazing. Just so incredible. You just don't understand. Like, it is just amazing. Like, it really is a dream. I'm shaking. Oh my God.
Auto Trader are giving away a brand new electric car every month and it's free to enter. Monthly electric car giveaway. Found at Auto Trader. T&Cs apply. Visit autotrader.co.uk/giveaway.
Perfect timing. Flawless execution. 2.5 turns.
Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly.
Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we're committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers received this service.
Knowing young people don't wear brooches anymore, but this looks just like the one your grandma had. The one you broke when you were 5. Of course, she just smiled and said it was okay. You miss her, as do I. So here's one I know she'd get for you. Give knowingly with vintage fine jewellery at John Lewis.
At Morrisons, get more card mega deals like a tub of Celebrations, Quality Street, Roses or Heroes for £2 when you spend £45 or more and scan your more card. Hurry, deal ends Thursday. Majority of stores excludes online and Morrisons Daily Max one tub, minimum £45 spend. Exclusions apply. See online for details. More card required. 16 plus without card, £6.
At Barclays, we run programmes that help communities across the UK. Whether you're a young person gaining skills to enter the workplace, a small business trying to grow and find its place in the modern world, or a girl in school building confidence on and off the pitch through football. We believe everyone deserves to fly. Search Barclays Communities to find out more. Barclays. Here for every goal.
The 1st of December, a day for putting up your tree, starting present shopping, and putting your door in the drawer. Because in People's Postcode Lottery's December draws, you could win a share of our biggest ever prize pot, £32.5 million. Own it, rent it, doesn't matter. So come and join the door sensation that's sweeping the nation. Sign up before midnight on the 1st of December and get your door in the drawer. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute 80s. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
Christmas cash countdown.
Christmas cash countdown.
We're counting down to Christmas with something everyone would like to have under the tree. Cash. You can win £400,000.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Online entries cost £2.50 at absoluteradio.co.uk. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this Rayo Network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 22nd of November at 5pm.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £400,000 with our Christmas cash countdown.
Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
As I've known and been.
Good morning, Jason Manford and Steve Edge on Absolute Radio. Hey, I did a little poll on my Twitter this week, Steve. You may have seen it.
Yeah.
Was, well, it was after actor Timothy West passed away, sadly passed away this week at the age of 90.
Yeah.
Which is always very sad. And we were sort of having a chat on tour because somebody said, oh, that's a good age. You know, 90's a good age.
Yeah.
And it's that, like, cliche line, isn't it, of... when somebody passes away. But actually, 90 is a good age, you know.
It is.
So the question I asked online was, slightly morbidly, but we'll go with it anyway. If you had a choice now, if someone offered you a deal now and said, I can guarantee you will live till you're 90, or just take your chances. Would you take that choice?
And yeah, most people,
as a little... Well, obviously, the question people asked was, am I healthy till I'm 90? Have I got all my you know, my bits and my head and brain and heart and all that? I'd say, yeah. So someone said to you, right, I can guarantee you 90, full good life, or take your chances with what nature wants to. So you could live till you're 120. You could live till you're 120, you know what I mean, with the way things are going. But you could also go at, you know, 60 odd or whatever.
What was the results of the poll? And most people go for that 90.
Yeah, let me have a quick look what we decided. Yeah, so the poll ended up not massively different. 59% said, I'll take 90, please.
Yeah.
41%.
They're older people, probably.
I'll take my chances. Yeah, they were 89-year-olds.
When you get past like 40, you wake up and your back's hurting, you're a bit, and you're like, ooh, yeah.
I know it's morbid.
20-year-olds are going, I'll live to heaven, I'm immortal.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what your poll will be. It'll be the young people going, I'm not taking 90, I'm going to live forever. And then anyone over 40 going, oh. Well, I think anyone over sort of 50 is like, I can't do another 35 years of this.
Well, there is that. Quite a lot of people came back and said, oh, gosh, can I take 70?
Yeah, I'll take 70.
But I don't know. I think there's something in it. Like you said, I think it is over 40 where anybody passes away, any celebrity or whatever, the first thing you look at is their age, and then you decide whether or not.
You know,
but you decide. You decide. When you look at the age, you then internally decide whether or not you'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true, isn't it? I think if it's under sort of 72, you're like, oh,
75, I think. Under 75.
Yeah, probably 75. But depends who it is, though. You know, if it's like, you know, Richard Harris or Peter O'Toole, you do go, oh, well, he had a mad life, didn't he? So he's done well to get to 70. You know, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, it depends how you've lived your life, I guess.
The person.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. There was a woman in the news this week who lived till 117 by just adding eggs into her diet.
Four eggs were bad for us. Then they were good for us. Then they were bad for us.
That's not what she's saying. She said, it was one simple thing, eggs. That's the way to do it. So,
okay, well
she knows.
I'm
going to have one right now.
It's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Thanks for tuning in this morning here on Absolute Radio. You can grab the podcast very shortly after the end of the show as well. And also you can grab John Richardson's podcast, who's doing very well on a Saturday. If you've not had a chance to listen to his show yet, give that a try as well. Very funny man. Steve, what have you got planned this week?
It's press week, this, for Madame Blanc. We're doing all that later on today and tomorrow. That's
so
fun.
Be seeing lots of you.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. I'm filming a new TV show, just a one-off over Christmas, called Have I Got Sports News For You? Yeah, it's a new one that we're recording. See if it goes well. Who knows? Fingers crossed. It's made by the people who make Have I Got News For You. It's not Question Sports, Steve.
No.
No, no. It's very different. There are questions of sport.
But not, but it's
different.
Questions on sport, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's
not of
on sport.
Sport.
That's exactly right. And I think it's a very, we just must get that definition in.
Distinction, very different distinction. Yeah, yeah, nothing to do with
the other one. Exactly. But you can have a little watch of that over, over Christmas as well on BBC One. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully I'll see you, on the arena tour over the next week or so. But if not, same time next week here on Absolute Radio. Take care.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
With Eurocamp, where outdoor living meets indoor comfort. With holiday homes, lodges, safari tents and more. Book now for 2025.
Whether you're screaming from the stands or the sofa, Virgin Bet has even more for you to shout about this season. Because we're giving you a totally free bet builder on a selected football match every week this season. So get ready to make some noise. Join us and claim your bet builder free bet every week. Virgin Bet, a good bet. Use bet builder free bet on selected match by kickoff. Min odds evens. Max one free bet, £1 to £20. Except via pop-up. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Bet responsibly. Gamblerware.org.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did speak.
No, Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No, the car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
A comfortable future comes with an uncomfortable truth. You need to save and invest more now. So why not join the 1.9 million people who trust Hargreaves Lansdown with their savings and investments? Choose our cash ISA, stocks and shares ISA, or both with UK tax-free returns. Open one today and help future-proof your finances with Hargreaves Lansdown. Go to hl.co.uk. Capital at risk. ISA rules can change and benefits depend on circumstances. Get financial advice if unsure.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Hi there, Bush and Richie here. Our mates at Tesco Mobile are bringing online safety front and centre. Together, we're starting a conversation that matters, keeping your family safe online.
As dads, we know the hardest part is knowing where to begin. Thankfully, Tesco Mobile work with child psychologist Dr. Martha and online safety experts Internet Matters to create helpful conversation starters.
Pop into the cafe at your local Tesco or visit our website to find Tesco Mobile's helpful guide and share your tips for the chance to win a cosy family weekend escape to reconnect with each other.
Head to absoluteradio.co.uk to enter.
Tune in, stay safe and start the conversation with Tesco Mobile. It pays to be connected.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next.
Amazon's Black Friday week deals are coming. So you can save up to 40% on all sorts of things. From electronics and home to toys, beauty and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon's Black Friday week deals. Starts Thursday. With deals that make you go, woo.
On the free Rayo app.
on digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Aileen O'Sullivan. Russia has confirmed that it's launched a series of massive airstrikes across Ukraine overnight, targeting the country's energy infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 200 missiles and drones were used in the attacks across multiple regions. A murder investigation is continuing after a woman was found dead in the boot of a car in East London. 24-year-old harsh cheater Brella, who's from Corby, was found in Ilford on Thursday. A top member of the Church of England says that bishops are avoiding confronting leaders about child abuse scandals because of a culture of silence and fear. Well, the Bishop of Newcastle, who called for Justin Welby to quit as the Archbishop of Canterbury, says others are staying quiet because of their ambitions to succeed him. And it took less than 40 minutes for tickets for next year's Glastonbury to sell out this morning. Organisers have thanked everyone who bought one and have said sorry to those who missed out, saying demand was much higher than supply.
Absolute Radio Sport.
England will be back in the top tier of the Nations League if they beat the Republic of Ireland at Wembley this evening. It's also their final match under interim boss Lee Carsley, with incoming manager Thomas Tuchel starting in January. Wales survived conceding a last-minute penalty. They finished 0-0 in Turkey. England rugby union head coach Steve Borthwick reckons his team are going to be better for the pain they're experiencing. They are yet to win in their Autumn Nations series after a 29-20 defeat to world champion South Africa at Twickenham. Borthwick says they must be at the top of their game all the time against such opposition.
Whilst there's much to be proud of, positive.